My name is Melanie.
Hi, my name is Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. For today's story, you need to know that Arabic names are words. Every time I meet someone, I learn a new vocabulary word. Huda's name means ethical path. Her mom Iman's name means faith. Her sister Noor's name means light.
The word mother has a few letters, but has many meanings. Is there a pain in these meanings? I mean, pain is not physical pain. I mean the spiritual pain that lives in the heart of mother. A heart doctor cannot treat this pain. The pain is the pain of yearning. Iman, my mother, left her daughter, my sister Noor, alone between walls of yearning, even though she is with her husband and her baby.
Because Noor is in her early 20s and married, she was not resettled with the rest of the family. This is a really common situation for refugee families with older children.
A mother is a country. Without her, the child is homeless. My mother said, when my granddaughter was born, her father chose to name her Shu, which means yearning. As if this name foretold that after a month, this would be not just a name, but the reality. My mother is always trying to treat her yearning for her daughter and her granddaughter by talking with her and seeing the baby by camera. But this is not enough. I need to hug my daughter and her baby under my two wings. The voice and image is not enough for the mother's heart.
As of now, we don't know when or whether Noor, her baby, and her husband will be able to rejoin the rest of the family. Many, many families are in a similar situation. Mothers, fathers, children, sisters, brothers, grandchildren, who don't know when or whether they will see each other again.
My mother, don't you grieve. This sadness and separation will not last. Min huna, sada sawtu shawq.
From here, absence shadows our hearts.